This is Solidarity News on Radio Labor.
This is a Radio Labor special report. I'm C. Marie Ainsborough. The key to providing paid jobs to women is public employment programs. That is the message being sent by the International Labor Organization. The ILO is the United Nations agency focused on matters of work in the world. It is strongly supported by the labor movement and, for the first time in its 99-year history, headed by a trade unionist. Tirje Tassem is the head of the ILO's development and investment branch. He was interviewed by Lucy Dean of UN Radio. She asked Mr. Tassem about public employment programs.
Public employment programs play an important role in addressing inequalities in many ways. First and foremost, the role that public investment and employment programs play in trying to give access to the labor market for different target groups of communities and for addressing inequalities in terms of access to jobs, access to education, access to skills, access to entrepreneurship, access to assets and services are universal. But for women, this becomes even more important because many of the societies that these type of programs are working in, women are totally deprived from remunerated work. They are often in non-remunerated work. And this type of programs, in the first place, they generate in many ways a first opportunity to get into a proper employment relationship, a proper paid job. So first and foremost, it creates that opportunity, and it creates opportunity where there are no other opportunities. This is not replacing private jobs that are in abundance. It's going to places where there are no jobs, and we are filling in with opportunities for women to get jobs in those circumstances.
How do public employment programs work in practice?
Well, the public employment programs are not employment by a kind of public authority only. It can also be by private operators. So it's about providing public funds that can be used to generate jobs by in the interest of the public. And the jobs are not always as perceived to be public works programs and public, you know, roads and irrigation and so on. You can even have social services. That has become more and more important as a part of public employment programs. Now with the demographic changes, with the call for more and more need for services to elderly care, to care for those who are orphans, or like we have in many areas we have been devastated by epidemics like HIV, AIDS, and so on. So you can see that there are many different ways public employment programs can be designed and implemented to reach the target of providing income security. And women play a very important role as targets in that. I can take, for instance, another type of program, which is the Expanded Public Works Program in South Africa, which is a kind of local government investment program that is being used to generate jobs for local, and with a focus on more than 50% is women, 60% is youth, so combined, of course, youth, young women as well as a part of that. And these jobs are not only providing income, the basic income, but they are a stepping stone to go into the labor market because people are trained, they learn a trade, also entrepreneurs. You see, so there is an opening for the first access to the labor market, if you wish, for many here. And for women particularly, these programs can be extremely useful in terms of breaking down traditions and habits. What we experience is that when women are given access through such programs and through such skills programs and development programs, we see that in many places where the traditions are broken, women are performing extraordinarily well.
What are the benefits of including women fully in workforces across the world?
There are wide-ranging benefits clearly on this, and the responsibility of taken on by women is having an impact on the way that they perform the job. But I think these programs are extremely useful to create good labor outcomes, to create good educational skills and development outcomes with the inclusion of women in non-traditional environments.
I'm C. Marie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.